Perfect. All righty. Just like that, we're back in it. Welcome to the ADLR podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, with the usual suspects. That's the word. I forgot the movie. We got Brian. And we got Randall.
So,
nothing much, Randall. You know, we had an off week because I had to go to Atlanta. I definitely put on Down in Atlanta when I got there on my headphone on the phone.
Is that the first song?
Yep. That was the first. You asking if that was the first song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely just put Down in Atlanta.
You didn't play Kanye version of Panda?
I didn't. I should have. It's been a while since I've even heard that album, actually. I might have to go back and give it a re-listen now that I'm going through and listening to albums to add to vinyl wish lists. Speaking of which, I listened to two albums today. Travis Scott's Utopia and what is it? Post Malone's Austin, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. I have those on my backlog.
I really like Austin. If you need to choose one to start with first, I think you should start with Post Malone's.
I heard exactly one song from both of them, and I like both songs.
Chemical or?
Chemicals.
Yeah.
It was a single, and then K-pop because it was a single.
Yeah, the K-pop's all right. I did listen to all of Utopia, and just like Sicko World, there's a lot of like weird transitions within each tracks. Like, oh, I guess, did I say Sicko World? I'm in Astro World. My bad. I had to catch myself. Astro World had some like crazy instrumentals. Just the same thing here now, but now he has like weird transitions in the middle of them. And then again, there's a lot of good tracks on there, but then the chorus still mess it up because it gets too wild or like repetitive. So I'm like, dang it. That he has a feature with Drake and Drake's like initial verse. I'm like, okay, we're going in. And then the chorus is, and I'm like, all right. What else was a good one? There's some with 21 Savage in it. And of course, 21 Savage has been just on a roll. And especially as features, he's in a couple of the tracks and it's just hype. There's a lot of hype tracks in it. And some interesting instrumentals. I'm curious to see what you think when you listen to it. And then for Post Malone's, he has a range of like, just like, really simple guitar with like vocal tracks where he's just like getting stuff off his chest or whatever. Like this project seems like it's I guess him dealing with his sobriety, like that's, I don't know if he's sober or not, but like with alcohol and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of parallels with that, but some dope ass tracks in it. There's the, I think it's the second track on it. I think it's Something Real. The chorus for that is so, that is a catchy, like high energy. It has a choir in the background as well that goes along with it. It sounds real nice. But I've been listening to the Austin one more often. The Travis Scott one, I'm like, there's some certain tracks I play back just to get hype for like the workout. But yeah, this, I still need to listen to, what's her name? Carly Rae Jepsen dropped an album too, and I haven't heard it yet.
I'm behind on albums.
Same, that's why I started listening. because I'm like, we're halfway through the year, and I'm like, my Fave 5 hasn't really changed until I listen to Austin's.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll see. Oh yeah, man. Well, how did we get here? Oh, Atlanta. Yeah, so it's cool. We didn't do much sightseeing, unfortunately. When we landed, we ate at some small like mom and pop spot. I forgot what it was called. Hold on. Plug for them because it was from really good southern food. Let me get the name. Well, after that, we went straight to the hotel and we didn't do much but work. It was called Mary Max Tea Room. It's really cool. It's like they kept the tradition of how they, like, it's, the story is like they started off like in a small place, so they would, you know how they normally in the old days write down your order like a piece of paper and stuff? Well, they kept that alive. So like when you sit at the table, they give you the piece of paper, you write down what you want, and then you hand it to the lady and she comes back with like the food and stuff. They kept it like that because when they first started, they had like a line. It was so good as a flex, I guess. They was so good that they had people around the block or whatever. That was kind of the story they were saying. And they didn't have that many people to take that order, so they just handed out pieces of paper back in the day for them to write down what they want so that they can just come in with the orders ready to go, to keep people moving.
That should be the norm. It's more convenient.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of can do that now with DoorDash and Uber Eats, but writing it down was cool. I was like, all right, pencil? I haven't used pencil in fucking who knows how long. And then you write down what you're gonna eat. I forgot what I had. I'm looking at my photo. I took a picture of it after I took a bite out of it because I was hungry.
This guy's getting real insta basic.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I got myself a fried chicken breast with some mac and cheese and fries. Fam.
That order?
It was all in one. Yeah, once you put it all, they bring it to you.
How big is the plate? I guess on a scale from like.
The plate was okay. Oh, I guess I can just send it into the chat, Ron, so you guys can take a look. It was a pretty average size, I think.
It wasn't Hispanic portions?
No, it wasn't Hispanic portions. Like, it was.
Wasn't that place in Sanford portion?
No, it was. It was not. Hold on. Direct message. Yep, I can't say that. Name of our chat.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. So you want to see what it looked like. Anywho.
I'm mad.
Why? It's too small?
Yep.
So I mean, but it was filling. Like, I ate all of it and I was full because it was still heavy food.
Okay.
But then from there, it was just, we went straight to the hotel. The hotel was real nice. I think it was like the International Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel or something like that. Super nice, and swanky inside. Oh, he's back. Okay. What was I mentioning?
Atlanta food.
Yeah. And that's it. After that, it was all catered within the event. So they were bringing out a bunch of options, like breakfast, a bunch of breakfast foods, you know, if you wanted to get pancakes and stuff, or what else did I have for breakfast? Eggs, mimosas. Bacon. No, they did not serve drinks. Because you're going to be working the whole time. You're not going to get drunk.
Some people work better like that.
Okay. I mean, they're not stopping you. Like, they're not like, they test you for drinking. Like, if you go out somewhere and get a drink and come back, that's fine. But they weren't providing that, right? And then for lunch, they had a bunch of, like, different options. So if you like seafood, they have salmon. Scotch. And, yeah, that scotch as well if you needed to. That's your rice in it. You know, they had rice, chicken, a bunch of different cool stuff. For food, they hooked us up for food. And then they had, like, late-night snacks because it was a 24-hour event. So they had people bring out, like, either, like, chips and stuff, or they had, like, muffins that came out at night. I'm like, what? Oh, the dessert.
What kind of muffin?
Oh, the muffin was, they had options of blueberry. They had the double chocolate one, like chocolate with chocolate chips. Is that double chocolate?
Yeah, it's double chocolate.
And then they had a, just a regular, like a corn muffin, like the regular corn muffin with nothing in it. That shit was really good. Are you falling asleep on us? What's going on?
No, I was trying to picture, I'm trying to listen to the options and see what I would have picked.
It wasn't hot. It was like warm and fluffy. So you, like, when you bite down, it just like melts. It was really good.
Oh, damn.
They also offer.
It came.
I tried all of them because I was trying to stay awake. I don't know if I needed carbs or something to stay awake or something, because it was definitely a different experience since when we do the charity events, we're gaming, right? Like, I can stay awake because we're gaming. It's looking at code, trying different things. Like, it's just working for 24 hours. And I'm like, this does not hit the same as doing this for charity. This is not content, right?
Bro, all I had to do was FaceTime.
What time was? Well, no, you wouldn't have been awake.
When was it?
Because it's Thursday into Friday morning, so like you would have been asleep, and yet you worked that Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still there doing it up until I think the cutoff time was 8 or 8:30, something like that. So at 8:30 in the morning we finished. So then we went, grabbed our bags, checked out, and then they went through the ceremony and handed the awards and stuff. So, and then we right to the airport. Oh, the dessert. Hold on. They had red velvet and carrot cake. Both, and they're like small portions.
Not combined, right?
No. Like, I just grabbed both because diabetes man here. So
which one wins?
The carrot cake was so much better.
You said it was small?
Yeah, like it's a like half a circle. Like if this was a whole circle, like that maybe. No, hold on, like this. If you can see it. To audio listeners, I'm sorry. Just go watch the video on youtube.com/@splitscreenlosers. Half of it. Like, divide in half. But, I mean, they didn't, like, hand it to you. You can go grab seven more if you needed to. I just grabbed one of each. I'm trying to, you know, stick with the figure. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look like Mr.
Like
America.
Or was it, like, cheesecake or what?
Cake. Not cheesecake. So it was fluffy.
Is red velvet kind of Mostly red?
Yeah.
Or was it the white?
No, mostly red, and then had a small layer at the top with the white, the I don't know if that's sugar or what the hell
Only at
that
the
is.
top?
In between too, but like you know how this you know how Cheesecake Factory makes a top one super thick in comparison to the middle piece, the in between pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a baker. I don't know what the hell those layers are. But that shit was good.
But the carrot cake, how was it? Was it crumbly? Was it firm? How was it?
Both. Like it was firm at the you know to contain it, but then once you bit in, the like the inside like just crumble in your mouth and you can taste the you know how it has little pieces of like the carrot stuff in it. Yeah, dude. Definitely they ate when they made the carrot cake. The
They
red
put
velvet wasn't
cinnamon in their
bad.
carrot cake or no? Because I've had it sometimes with cinnamon.
I didn't t remember tasting cinnamon. But that was during a 24-hour thing, so I don't really remember the details, but I remember the overarching stuff. So yeah, we got the honorable mention, which was great. And then we went straight to the airport and then we waited for our flights. So I mean, it wasn't that's my kind of my one of my cons for it. I wish they gave us like an extra day or two, but I understand why they're not going to pay the hotel because the hotel was paid by the people who hosted the event. So I imagine they're not going to just give us 3 other days or 2 other days to hang out in Atlanta. But that was pretty. It was cool. It was like literally in and out. I felt like one of the celebrities. You know how the people just they constantly fly. I cannot do that for a living. Going through airport garbage that close together within like a couple days, I'm good.
I
And
could do it if it's like far enough of a flight.
there's, I mean, the flight was about an hour each way, so it wasn't too bad. Like I just they, and I didn't know Delta. Now Delta has a TV for every type of seat. Like even I was in basic economy, had a TV. I was watching the first on the way there. I watched Encanto, and on the way back, I was watching Chapter 4 of John Wick. Obviously, I didn't finish either of them, but I've already seen the movie, so I skipped the parts I didn't care about, and then kept them moving. But yeah, they had a little fucking screen there, and I was just watching it. I'm like, okay, and I brought my Steam Deck and stuff to pass the time.
Did they leave ports so you could have plugged your Steam Deck?
Oh no, not to the screen. There's ports to
Oh.
charge it. Like they have like things to charge it. I don't think they want to minimize stuff you can do with their hardware. I doubt they would want to give you options to do things. Security, comedy,
Comedy.
comedy. He has no idea who we are. He's gonna be like, who are these people just making impressions of us? What's with the scissors?
They're just on my desk. I don't remember why, so I just grabbed them.
Okay.
Keeping my hands idle.
That's fair. I think that's all for the trip. That's why we missed a week. But that's why we're here with bangers of impressions, bro. We got Barbie and Oppenheimer. Where do we want to
Yeah.
stay?
And then after that, I beat 16.
Oh, that's true. Well, I, so okay, because you gave us like a teaser last time because you played through it. What is the final verdict
Liked it.
on PS5? And granted, on PS5. If you have any like technical issues, remember this is on PS5 still.
I don't know, none. I think the only technical issue sometimes, let's say you're doing like a side mission, there's like a cutscene. Not like a full fleshed, but like in-game, like I guess camera cut cutscene.
Okay.
Sometimes I just beat the shit out of someone, it comes back and my face doesn't move anymore.
Oh, like it's just.
Yeah, so I'll find someone, and maybe because it was like a long session and kind of. You know, like some games, the longer you're playing, the more something's gonna go wrong.
Could be a memory leak issue. L
Yeah, it was
memory
just that.
leak issue. I said it weird.
Sometimes he's yelling or saying something, and he'd be like, this.
He's
All right,
telepathic.
well.
You sure it's not like a monologue, like an inner monologue?
Nope, because the guy responds.
Okay.
Besides that, I didn't have any. It ran well, like, no issues the way the game ran.
I think the last time we talked about it on here was the you said the story's dope, combat's whatever, and they said exploration was fun, right? Not even.
There's like bounty boards for monsters that I liked going out of my way and beating the shit out of them just to say that I did it.
Is it like a re like a re a reoccurring quest, or is it just one and done?
It's a bounty board that like when you progress a certain amount of times it'll fill with things and then you find those specific people and then you get renown and then materials or whatever for doing it.
Okay.
I like doing that just because I really like the 1v1 fights. That's essentially, for the most part, that's what they are.
1v1 fights? Like God of War 1v1? Like when you're doing a boss or
Yeah.
what? Okay.
Just because whenever they do cool shit, and then most of my build or whatever I was doing, build, was just perfect dodge into doing things. And with 1v1, you don't have to worry about some idiot coming out of nowhere and hitting you. It's just you and that person.
Nice.
So
You
it's
just you
easy to get
put.
immersed.
What do you mean by quotes build? There's no build in this, or it doesn't
I
matter.
mean, when oh, the way I said, when I did this, I meant like gear builds, because you put the strongest sword, put the strongest belt, put the strongest, what's it called, just small number values, and your accessories are like the biggest varying part, but even then, pretty limiting. So like one thing I had on was whenever I perfect dodge, I get an attack buff for a few seconds.
Okay, so there's like not red text, but like small buffs and stuff depending on the weapon that comes, like what is it,
Not
flavor
on weapons,
text?
though. It's only, yeah, like not flavor text, because that's more like the lore stuff.
What is the term I'm thinking of? Like an attribute or something? I don't know.
For the most part, yeah, the attribute for the accessories, you get three accessory slots, and you can either be like attack plus 12, or what I said, or it'll be like this specific skill cooldown minus this.
Okay.
And your build is more so in the ability section.
Oh, so the weapons don't really factor into much.
No.
That
The
sucks.
ability sections open up as lore, certain lore things happen, because your character gets abilities depending on when X things happen, to avoid spoilers.
Got it. This one. So is it one of those things like by the end of it you feel overpowered, or do you feel overpowered earlier on? Like, is it, you know how some games leave all the cool shit for the end? Do they leave cool shit for the end here, or do they give it to you early enough where you're like, cool?
This guy to the cool shit. It's more so ability types unlocked, and then you'll be like, oh. Because this type open up, I can do this or this, but you never really feel overpowered.
Okay.
It's more so like, because then you get to the next main story boss, and then it's very anime still.
Okay. That's fine. I ended up getting it. I just need to download it on the PS5 and I can start that.
That's basically what it is. Like the combat is pretty basic, but if it just feels like you're playing an anime, like you're not like an anime style game, like.
Like Asura's Wrath anime or Turn Down?
I don't even know how to
Because,
exp I don't know. Like, so
because,
just think of medieval time kind of thing, and you're fighting.
Vinland Saga? First season?
Didn't watch, so I don't know.
Oh, no, right. Because after I saw Asura's Wrath, I think it was Randall who showed it to us, the him fighting the Akuma, I think it was, or some shit.
Oh, Evil Ryu and Akuma.
Or, yeah. No, Evil Ryu. He was fighting both of them?
I don't remember. No, like, there's two separate DLCs, I think. There's one where you fight Ryu and one you fight Akuma, I
Oh,
think.
yeah, I don't know which one you showed us, Randall, but I'm like, that's crazy anime. Yes, I mean, it's all QTEs, but.
Just QTEs in here, but not, oh, not very, just to make sure you're awake.
Can you disable them in the options?
Not that I remember.
Oof, that's a
But
mark on you.
it's for the most part, it's gonna be like, it stops, big ass timer, so you're not gonna miss it unless you literally fell asleep. And it's like,
Okay.
hey, press square one time. You did it! Or sometimes you'll have to mash the button, but this counts as mashing. This speed counts as mashing.
That's not matched. You just,
Yeah, and then they're like, yo, you
you
got him.
killed it. Yeah, why
Yeah.
add that then? I'm come on,
It
guys.
would have been. And it's usually when they ask when that those things happens when it's maximum anime. So like if they didn't do that, you could just watch it and be like.
That's what I like. That's why I would like the option. A lot of the Sony games are doing that now, where it's like, oh, QTEs, you can disable them. It would just automatically pass you. Perfect, because I'm not here to fucking turn the page on the cutscene. Like, just play it all out, and then I can play again.
Story, I enjoyed it. A lot of cool characters. It's the trope of JRPGs though, when like the closer you get to the end, it just starts to get weird.
Like Akira weird at the
No,
end? Oh.
not like that, but like stories for the most part rooted with some fantasy
Okay.
rooted. Then you get to a certain part, and then they just start doing monologues where it's like the like out of body monologues as if they're a deity, and then after that they start getting real philosophical, and then they just start talking and weird shit happens and you're like, what? How did that happen? I'm just trying to prevent this invasion. What now? What are we doing?
Are they setting up another game or?
I don't think so. There's probably stuff that could happen in the same world if they wanted to do DLC.
DLC, right? They might do an expansion or something.
Maybe.
That's crazy. All right, cool. So it sticks to landing then, I'm assuming. If you're cool with the beginning 10 hours, you'll be good until the ending, I'm assuming. Or 5 hours. Part. Okay. Cool. So I'll know right away if this is going to be for me or not.
Apparently, there's a new game plus, and there's something you can turn on called Final Fantasy mode in new game plus. And in this mode, makes the game harder, your level caps higher, and then apparently there's specific content only playable in that new game plus. Which I might do.
Why not?
When DLC comes out, do it all together again. But for right now, I'm kind of probably just going to leave it as is completed and then move on for backlog's sake.
That's fair.
But I enjoyed the game. Very refreshing. Good voice acting. Like I mentioned before.
Japanese or English?
English.
Oh, English, okay. I don't know.
English and then the mouths are synced to English. They mentioned that before the game came out. Like if you were playing Japanese, the mouth would still move to the English.
Oh, they prioritize English. I guess since the gameplay is not turn-based anymore, that's more of a Western audience now. People like that more action RPG than turn-based here in America, so.
Voice acting, for the most part, a lot of people go off. If I don't see the main character and another lady nominated, that's a wild
one. It's rigged. We have to give some... We have to talk to Keely.
I need to actually look up who voiced both because I enjoyed it.
Instant follow right there. I mean, and it might be some names you, that you've I already told seen you before.
Sid is voiced by that deep-ass voice guy from Diablo 4. I think I told you that already.
Yeah.
That man's... That's a handsome-ass man.
Oh. Wait, the voice actor or the character he plays?
The character and then his voice. I could have... it feels like just Clive Owen in Final Fantasy.
Oh, nice. And it's not Clive Owen, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What am I doing? Final Fantasy 16.
Because I don't think I've seen Clive Owen in stuff... Or mainstream stuff in a while.
Yeah, I recommend it for the people... I think it's worth the wait, like for the six months or so to come to Steam. I think if anyone's like, I want to play it, but I don't know if I'll care by then, probably will. I think it'll age well.
Should be fine.
Leaps and bounds over 15. Let me tell you that much too.
I didn't play either, so that's why I'm like.
So in 15, the combat was boring, and I didn't give a. The story's ass.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are all boring and forgettable.
And that's it. Combat was not. Yeah,
it exists. It wasn't an ugly game, but it existed.
Yeah, but we're not here for if it's ugly or not. Stepped up
for everything. Like the game's gorgeous. There's a lot of characters I like.
It plays well.
Soundtrack's good, as well.
Oh, nice.
Even like the sound design for like the UI. Whenever you press like the map button, and then you're like, no, let me see the world map instead. It goes. And like a little choir sound, and I fucking love that stuff.
It's because you're ascending, like the choir is pushing you up higher up in an altitude, so you can see the world map. It's pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. It's probably gonna be in top five.
Oh shit, Fae 5.
If not, if Fae 5, if not, very honorable mention.
Very honorable. Mm-hmm. What else is on your list? What is this? What else is on the list for this year for you?
I don't know the order, but Final Fantasy probably on there.
Yeah, we're not doing order.
Street Fighter.
Oh, right.
Fire Emblem, maybe Resident Evil on there for me, probably.
Oh, that did come out this year, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I have to see what else came out this year because now I'm blanking. I'm going to look up right now.
Yeah, you don't have to on the spot here, but...
2023 game releases.
It's one of those this year went by real quick in a way where I'm like, oh, yeah, I did play all those games. Sweet. Randall, you got anything sexy to talk about?
No.
Nothing? You didn't watch anything?
No.
All right, then we might want to start digging into Barbieheimer. I mean, we can just go in order. We saw Barbie first. Holy shit. Where do we begin? Really fun movie. I immediately shout out Kate McKinnon and Ryan Gosling for being pure comedy. The great on screen. I get, yeah, Margot looked and kind of acted like a doll at first until she became more, human. That's not a spoiler. Everyone was fine. Will Ferrell was in there, if you guys don't know. He played the CEO or like was he CEO of Mattel or something?
Yeah, he's the president or something like that.
It's like a funny just white man CEO, right? Like that, I think that was kind of like what he was aiming for, but he made it funny in his own way. That's kind of it. The synopsis is pretty much in Barbie land. The Barbie that Margot plays, because it's everyone has their own Barbie. It's not like she's the only Barbie in Barbie land. They have the different models and stuff that they release to the public, like actually sold. Same with the Kens. This Ryan Gosling is not the only Ken. He's the beach Ken. There's the gymnast Ken and some other stuff, like the other, versions of Ken. And Alan, played by Michael Cera, which is hilarious.
Shout out to Alan.
Yeah, shout out to Alan. I think they did a really good job of showing the Barbie Land stuff and even making it like cartoonish in the way the world works, like when the car flips over and stuff, or the way the things are designed, like the houses, because it's as if they're the actual toys. So it's like there's no walls for a lot of them. You can just see inside. They eat and drink stuff, but it's just plastic that's empty or some shit, and they pretend to drink it and stuff. Yeah. And then besides that, they go into the real world where real stuff is happening there with, oh, we can't have the toys living in real life or whatever. And then they balance that with, I think it was the moms. The mom does a real, like, long, not long, and the lengthy speech at the end, about feminism and, like, how if life is just unfair with for the females and in the position that the females are in. So it's like pretty lengthy monologue. She killed it. It was a lady from Randall, you remember? I forgot her.
America or Ferrera? Ferrera?
Yeah, but Randall knows her from Superstore. Was it Amy? The lead Hispanic lady, Randall. Do you remember her name in the show? Her character name in the show?
Amy.
It was Amy? Yeah, she's been it. It's based around her and how she's been feeling with her real life and that kind of feelings moved on to the Barbie she played with. And that's kind of like the was that the plot? I mean, the plot is pretty much self-discovery, if that makes sense, in terms of each of the characters. Like Ken has his little arc of, I guess there's no other word for it, but like simping over Barbie, and then turns into his own in a bad way, then learns to be on his own in a more non-harmful way, I guess. Same with Barbie and stuff, and even the live action characters. Except, wait, did Will Ferrell learn anything? I think he did once he was there. I don't remember. But that was pretty much Barbie. Definitely recommend it. It's visually like vibrant because it's Barbie. Everything's either hot pink and stuff, or like even when they went to the real world, it was shot nicely. It wasn't like, what is that, like the overlay color that they use to make everything like blue and shit? Like everything looked really well and shot really well. I think dialogue was good. The f jokes were great. Good pace delivery. Like, again, shout out to Ryan Gosling and Kate McKinnon. The delivery is just immaculate. It's just really funny stuff. And it's just a fun time, dude. It's informative. It's good.
It's a good time with a good mess.
Yeah, like it's. I definitely recommend it. Don't know if you have anything to add there, because again, I just rambled.
No, I mean everybody did their thing. It's very interesting in like a movie that doesn't take itself too seriously for the most part.
Even if one is tackling something serious, too.
And it's funny is that like with someone like Will Smith, So like Will Ferrell in the cast, he's not even the one that he didn't really carry the movie.
Mm-hmm.
His bits are funny, but it wasn't like a Will Ferrell show whenever he was on, which is surprising.
It was a Ryan Gosling show.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling fucking went off. And I didn't know anyone who was in it besides Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. So to see everybody that was in the movie, I'm like, what the hell? And then everybody's entertaining. There wasn't anyone who like tried to be funny and then you just look at them like, you know?
Yeah, like everything landed. Like all the jokes and bits landed, dude. What murder? There's a TikTok trend where it's like, it's supposed to be two guys saying he was a great guy. And like, I forgot who was it about. And then the reporter goes, but what about the murder? And he goes, what murder? And that's what I'm thinking about Alan. Because he's like just a cool dude until his fight scene. Mm-hmm. And there's like, and he just took out a bunch of people.
Just get back in the car.
Just get back in the car. We can go. It's good stuff. I don't know. If you guys haven't seen it, I mean, not wasted, but we're a week behind, I guess, for the review here. Go check it out. I'm pretty sure it's broken box office records already. Because I think everyone who's walking into the theater was wearing pink or clearly going to go see Barbie. I think it did better than Oppenheimer because everyone was so hyped to go see it.
All my pink clothes had to be washed, so I went in with a very vibrant black.
I mean, you were there for Ken when he goes through his phase.
Mm-hmm.
There is some songs that they sing, and some of them are pretty good. Like, Ken had his own, like...
That song goes off.
Yeah, where there's love, I see if she sees a friend or something. I forgot how it went.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. It's good stuff. That's all I got for Barbie.
So once it gives me the sweater, the tie-dye sweater, says, I am Kenuff. Feel free, I'm a small.
Yeah, I checked immediately. It's on pre-order right now, I think, on Barbie Mattel. Like, they have other options. They have a shirt version. They have a hoodie version. They have a bunch of other stuff. It's just, it's pretty priced. It's like $70. I was like,
The shirt's only $30.
Was it? I thought it was $50 when I saw it. That's wild. What was I going to mention? Oh, that's it. Now we just transition to the complete opposite in terms of vibes. You go from Barbie, where everything is yay and great and hello, into reality sucks and humanity needs to be questioned. Oppenheimer. Where do we start? I guess it documents... Well, before we start, I see a video on why certain things were shot a certain way. So according to Nolan, the black and white scenes are the objective view of the events that happen, with the color one being the subjective view on stuff that happens. So I guess what I thought of that is maybe they don't have anything that traces back to those events, the colored one, but the black and white ones, they actually have maybe documents or maybe video. I don't know what that meant. But anyway.
I guess like black and white, yeah, like documented or like reenactment. And then the subjective part, maybe just like flavored for movie's sake.
Perhaps. Even the way they flowed interchangeably. Like, you could have told me all of it was literally can be proven. I'd be like...
I thought it was different reasoning. I thought it was like to show where in the timeline things were happening.
Probably. It might be mostly that. But again, I'm just going off of what he said. I don't know what that means. But it was a good way to keep track of, when is this taking place? Which I thought was cool. Because the timeline jumps in between. So,
the first thing I have to say before you get into any review is round of applause for actually having audible people in a Nolan film.
Yeah, dude. Can we get a round of applause here? And in the audio, if you're listening to the audio, just start clapping randomly. I want you to be looking like a crazy person in public.
Do it.
Like, thank goodness. There was even scenes where I'm like, there's no way we're going to hear what they're going to say. There was like a raining scene. And Matt Damon and I think it was Killian was out there too, right? Or was it somebody else? They were yelling and I'm like, I can hear them. Like, clearly. It wasn't like the rain was overpowering everything. And there's a bunch of other scenes where I'm like, okay, he's caring about the dialogue. Mostly because that's most of the movie, right? Like, Tenet and Inception, there's a lot of action and stuff, so I guess he didn't give a shit about the dialogue, but this is a dialogue-heavy movie. for 3 hours. So, and speaking of that runtime, I guess it was a long time, but that movie keeps, if you're paying attention, it'll keep you entertained.
Yeah,
the pacing is,
tear yourself a new asshole from the how intense it is.
Yeah, tension. They know how to keep you tense, bring you down, bring the tension back up, bring the hype up, bring the worry up. Like they, the movie takes you on a roller coaster of emotions, mostly because based on a true story. So like the things you hear and see that are happening here, you're like, that can't, this really happened? These are the conversations that are happening.
It's crazy that like usually there's tension in movies where you think X person can do harm to Y person, like physically harm them. But in this, it's not even that. Like, I'm tense. That's the weirdest part. I don't know how to explain it, really.
You're tense because the movie does a really good job of taking you back to that time, so you know what's at stake. Like, you know what happens. You know, like, fuck, man. This is how they came to the decision, right?
All like the action. I guess the tension comes from reactions to moral defining situations.
Yeah, dude.
When you're like, how are they going to think about this? What do they think of this? Or how are they going to respond to this person doing that? And it's more tense than a fucking. Imagine if every scene had Ramsey in it. That's what it felt like.
Pretty much, dude. You're like, oh, who's going to get it? Well, something's going to happen here. I think I talked about it the last episode. I think I told you after we were walking out that someone's like one-line review of the movie was like sympathy for the man who destroyed the world or something like that. And that's pretty much what this movie is. For 3 hours, you're like, fuck. Like, you can tell he didn't want to. Once he figured out what he was doing, he didn't want to do it, but he had to do it, right? And you're just watching as he literally becomes a destroyer of worlds. Because now that that's out there, we live in a world now with, at any moment, what we saw. And he said none of it was CG. So I don't know how they got the shot of the test, but that is terrifying. At any moment, someone can just launch that. It's wild, man. That being said, I think I mentioned the test. The build-up to the test and that shot. Not even a shot. It's that sequence. What they did with the sound. What they did with the visuals. Like, that test. Of the test the first one they tried. Holy crap. I don't even know where in that movie it was. I don't know how long in the movie it was. It's just, it's worth it. Because everything's riding on it. So it's like, oh, this needs to work. And when they test it and it happens, it is. You have never seen beauty and destruction in a way like, you don't know what to feel. Like, it's like, holy shit, that's cool. Holy fuck, they're going to use this, right? Like, it's just wild, man.
Oh, yeah. I also didn't know anybody but Cillian Murphy being in the movie.
Oh, so you got a bunch of surprises.
The entire time I saw someone, I'm like, oh, she's dead. That was most of the movie.
Yeah. There's going to be some Oscars for both Barbie and Oppenheimer, and I Robert Downey Jr. I think is going in for a supporting actor, with Killian being actor? I think it's just best actor, right? In a drama role or something? No, that's Emmys that has comedy and drama. I think there's going to be Oscar nominations here for both these movies. So, and the acting and the writing and the acting in Oppenheimer, just choice, dude.
I mean, I don't know anyone who I was like, I mean, they're there. Everybody had a role and they did it to,
and they executed the best
that they could. Yeah,
like there's a character in there that you're like, oh, we know him. Doesn't say a word until it was time for him to get in front of a fucking council, and he just lays it out. And I'm like, let's go.
I had to pop off. That's when I was like, hacked them,
dude. Yeah, dude. Fuck. Who else? Emily Blunt killed it. Matt Damon killed everyone. They were like, we're in a Nolan film. We're going to make sure we put in 10,000%. And they did, dude.
What's funny is that, like, Matt Damon has played that role before, but it doesn't matter. Like, he still did a good job. Like, that kind of character. Robert Downey Jr., was basically take the Stark quips out, like leave the other half of them, yeah. And that's him.
He did a good job. It was good to see Robert Downey Jr. in something not Iron Man. Like, because I've only been, I know he had other stuff while the Marvel Cinematic Universe was happening, but I wasn't watching it, right? So to see him now after the whole MCU and seeing him just flex his acting, I'm like, let's go.
The MCU actors getting spicy on film. I'm glad that they have that freedom. Yeah. It's a spoiler, so I won't say, but.
Yeah, that's true. I hope she doesn't get any backlash. And she does, fuck him. Get out of the Disney stuff, because that you're making.
Choose the Nolan side.
Yeah, choose cinema.
Yeah, choose the art.
Yeah.
Speaking of, after we finish this review, I finished Secret Invasion.
Oh, then I really want to hear that. I know, I think Randall was watching. Randall, did you finish Secret Invasion?
No.
Oof, okay. I haven't even started it, so we'll see what Brian got to say. What are we talking about? Yeah, shout out to all the actors. Are great. It was shot great.
I'm sorry if someone needs to do like a wellness check or just check in if you're a friend of Cillian Murphy, because the characters that he plays, I don't even know if it's healthy to play those kind of characters as much as he does and do such a good job.
Yeah,
there's an interview. I didn't see the whole interview, but there's a quoted line from Robert Downey Jr. saying that by far Cillian Murphy sacrificed the most of himself for this, for his role.
Oh man,
and
I don't want to hear that after Peaky Blinders, where he almost offed himself like 7 times.
He plays the most like mentally destructive fucking characters. It's Tommy, Oppenheimer,
Scarecrow.
The guy in, not Dunkirk, is it Dunkirk?
He's in Dunkirk as well.
Looks like he's done.
Yeah,
Quiet Place 2. Looks like he's fucking done.
Yeah, he was in Quiet Place Part 2.
This man.
Yeah. I mean, he's really good at it. Well, I mean, I think there's a balance there, because he doesn't really mess with his social media or anything like that. Like, he does his film and he chills with his family.
He's very introverted. It's funny to see him being interviewed. It's funny seeing him being interviewed by the usuals, like Fallon or whatever, then being interviewed by someone who's very weird, which is Craig Ferguson, and him like opening up a bit. And then what that personality compared to his characters, like how the fuck do you get there?
I mean, work or like RDJ said, sacrificing himself.
But that's wild. I am a fan of him. He's one of those people that if I see his name attached to something, I'm most likely that's enough for me to watch it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Especially after Peaky Blinders, because he was in the Nolan Batmans as Scarecrow. I'm like, oh, I've seen him. He was in 28 Days Later, I think it was. Or weeks? I don't know.
To the point where, like, I mean, I didn't talk about this either. We can mention it after the fact, but I watched the most recent season of Black Mirror.
Yes.
If they did a version of me where this is like, what was the name of the?
Brian is awful.
Brian's awful. And I see his face, I'm not going to do a sheet in panic. I'm be like, no, he did that.
No, he did
that. And then just move on with my life.
Nice. Oh, we need to talk about the Black Mirror stuff if you caught up. I guess to wrap up Oppenheimer. Again, if you have three. This is not for everybody. I'm not going to say it is. It's not the happy-go-lucky Barbie movie. It's not. It's like almost twice as long as the Barbie movie, I think. Or is Barbie 2 hours?
I feel like that movie felt short.
It felt real short because, I mean, the pacing was real quick. So let me double check. I don't want to lie.
I'm already checking.
Okay.
I don't know where to look.
So, yeah, I'm not going to just say everyone needs to go see Oppenheimer, but you need
to
be...
An hour and 54 minutes.
Yeah, so... I guess it's more than half.
When you type in Barbie film, Google goes pink.
Yeah, same with if you Google the director, Greta Gerwig. Oh my God, what's your last name? Greta Gerwig? Or Margot Robbie, or I think it works for Ryan Gosling as well. Like the people who are in it, if you look up those casts, it'll go pink. And if you Google Cillian Murphy, the whole website explodes.
That's what I was going to say with Oppenheimer. You see like atoms at the upper left.
Yeah.
How long is this movie? Yeah, 3 hours.
Yes, 3 hours. It's a 3-hour runtime. Again, I can't recommend it to everybody because you have to be a fan of a slow burn, but I'm telling you that it's worth the burn. The acting, the build up to the test, the facing morality after it's been created, like, it's worth it. Like, the acting's there, the writing's there, it's shot great, music's great. I think Hans came back for this one as well, because, I mean, Nolan always goes to Hans Zimmer, but...
Ludwig Göransson.
Oh, okay. Well, it was really good soundtrack as well.
Exposed Anthony there.
Yeah, you sure did. Because if I'm not mistaken, he usually gets Hans.
Like this, or...?
Yeah, he gets Hans. He just swings it, and that's... They just keep reverbing it. Anyway, what was I going to mention? Yeah, I do recommend it, but I'm a fan of this type of film. Like, it's informative. It's acted. The reenactments are so... It's believable. The actors are so good in it. Go and watch Oppenheimer. Mostly because it's probably... It's still on. It's going to be up on theaters for a long time, so... I don't know when you're going to hear this or see this go... Actually, stuff has been releasing quickly on digital. Like, next week, Across the Spider-Verse is on digital.
Nice.
And I'm like, that's quick.
Do you see that, because of the strikes, part two was delayed?
Yeah, because not only the writers, now the actors are striking. So it's like, well, they're not going
to... see the, what's in A24, that animation studio? Everybody's coming back to...
That's not an animation studio. A24 is a movie production studio.
Okay, well, everybody's going back to work for them because they're the only ones that actually said, all right, we'll take your demands.
Bet.
And then they're... by themselves.
And that's a lot because they're indie, if I'm mistaken. A lot of great movies are coming out of that studio.
I found that cool. Yeah, I like the Oppenheimer. I don't mind constantly feeling like I'm going to get shot at any moment. Like, when it comes to watching things like that,
mm-hmm.
I like world building, which is funny because this is a real movie life. About world ending.
Yeah.
But they did a good job. They kept me entertained. I don't know much about science. I don't know Same. Much about history.
Thank you for bringing that up. The science stuff is, again, I didn't walk out of there a physicist, but they explain it in the way that anything that the audience needs to know.
It's palatable.
Yeah, like you're like, okay, I don't know what they're saying, but it looks like it's a problem. Like, you know if it's a problem or a good thing, right? Whatever their discovery is or whatever they're trying. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, but I like them. I like both movies. If you had to pick one, Gun to Your Salami.
Oppenheimer. I don't have to choose that. Like, again, Barbie's a great, you need to go watch Barbie. It's easily digestible where Oppenheimer is not. And I get it because it's long. I get it.
I find myself very reluctant to ever watch it again, but I liked it the most.
Really? I'm waiting. When that comes out on Blu-ray, I'm rewatching it that same week, and I get it.
Like, if someone plays it, I'm for it. But I don't think you'll hear me go, you know what?
Let me drop in Oppenheimer real quick for three hours. Yeah, I want to rewatch it again.
Barbie's easier to, like, have you seen this? And someone's like, no. And you're like, and then you laugh and they hit play.
Yeah, like that again. It does
take. But this one, like, if you gotta be buckled in. If you're gonna watch it, you gotta be buckled in.
Yeah,
you gotta get the mind right.
Not, oh, I'm watching, and then let me just go through my phone down, mm-hmm. look at the screen for and 3 hours.
Me as someone who, like, if you're doing group watch, I'm usually saying some dumb shit commentary. No speaking.
Yeah, man. There's some parts you just like you gotta pop off, like especially when. Said person goes and pops off, you're like, God, okay. Or even if there's funny quips, like the chemistry between Matt Damon's character and Killian is fantastic. And like one of the parts, I guess to spoil it, he goes in and goes, Matt Damon comes in to check on the project and he's like, progress? And he's like, good to see you too. And it's a small quips like that. That was like, okay, well, it's real funny stuff. Yeah, that's all I gotta say, man. Go watch both Barbie and Oppenheimer. That was quite a momentous weekend of just good films in the theater.
Better pizza,
Domino John's. And just like that, I fused two things. Anywho. Oh, okay. Let's shift gears here because you mentioned Black Mirror. You're caught up. How did it go?
Overall, I enjoyed it. There's peaks and there's not as bad of a valley. But
it's just there's some clear winners.
Yeah, and there's some that you get up in golf club and there's some like interesting idea and you hit next.
That's what I kind of felt like. All of them weren't bad to me. Like, I enjoyed them, like, oh, that's interesting, and then kept them moving. None of them where I'm like looking at my watch or anything, but what'd you think of the last one? I thought that's the one I told you might like, the demon. 60
I loved
demon.
him.
Yeah, I
Demon
knew you would.
70 something or
Yeah.
something like that.
When
I like that one.
he changed it to that character, I'm like, no way. And then he started talking, I'm like, oh, this is an
Yeah,
easy one.
I was like, I thought you were saying it because I would have you mentioned a suit or something. I thought you were saying it because I would recognize the person.
No, it's just because he has the that English swag talk, like the accent that you like. So I'm like, and he has great delivery for the jokes. Like, it was an
That's
easy
my
pick.
guy.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing she did at the end.
Oh, just hung out with him. I would've done the same
Only
thing.
if he keeps the form,
He
because you
doesn't.
know he has the he has the they show the his actual form.
Yeah. Duran, did you tell him? Did you tell Brian what happened to you when you saw the form? Oh wait, he's.
Nah,
Let
dude.
him know. I told him to watch the whole series. Go ahead.
Don't remember what I said.
Randall came in here and he was like, so I saw that last one, the demon, I forgot the number, demon
79.
79. And he's like, yo, I was about to turn that off because he saw, because it showed the
Oh,
demon. And he's like, he said his finger was on the button to stop it. And then when he turned back, he's like, oh, okay. That would have been a shame. Maybe. That's a really good episode.
there's only five. It's probably top three.
Yeah, same.
Honestly, no, actually, it is top three. I already realized. The weak link to me was the Maisie Day one. The paparazzi. That's the one I was like. Honest, that's the one when I feel like once I finished the episode, I'm like, they could have scrapped it.
It's because for me, it was a slow burn, and then it escalates from 0 to 100. The last 8 minutes is just high octane. What happened? Because they drop what happened to the girl 8 minutes before the runtime ends, and you're like, wait, what? She's a what? And then she transforms and starts killing shit. So you're like, wait, what? And then it ends with that, hey, I'm gonna be a journalist at the end of the day anyway. And then it cuts, and it's like, okay, well, I guess we're done.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm like, whatever.
What are your thoughts on the fucking the third one, the Paul Aaron Paul one, Aaron
The
Paul?
job, good, yeah, Aaron Paul. I like it a lot. It's funny, the guy near the end is from Oppenheimer.
Yeah, he is. I didn't say anything. Well, I didn't say anything while we were watching Oppenheimer because I'm like, if he see the episode, he'll say it.
I watched the episode before we watched
Oppenheimer. Okay.
No.
I don't think so, because I remember the last time we spoke of it, you said you saw the first two episodes, and then we
I
went to
didn't
go
then.
see.
I think I saw that episode
After.
last week.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I liked it, but boy, that they would not be when I get out of the bed, and when he kicked the chair. There is out my the that thing's going down.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, I think Randall also had that conversation. Like, it's like, fam, you killed my entire family. You're dying right now. Like, what you just gave me, that chair, I'm gonna use it to beat you down. I'm not gonna make it a well. You took everything from me. I didn't take everything from you. But you did it to me. So we ain't sitting down getting cozy. That's wild, man. I think that's what, yeah, I mean, I think Randall, did you come to that consensus too, or did you say you're gonna just stay there with him?
I said I'll let him live. It's in these two people who were in the ship.
Oh yeah, so you wanted to stay. Yeah. I was, if I had an entire family, you go and slaughter them, I'm bam.
Like he said, I have nothing. Now they're both on the same boat. Why am I here?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I think I would have been blinded by rage and just, yeah, I would have gone swinging and not thought about the plane stuff. So applause to you, Randall, because that would have been red.
No, I'd YOLO it for 4 more years. See how long I last.
Nah.
Eat his body.
As soon as we got the Earth.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
Oh.
Randall said as soon as we got to Earth, he was gonna catch the hands. That's what it was. I remember now.
No, I'm eating that body.
I really like the twist for Jonah is awful. Like, that's one of my favorites because it throws the it makes you believe she's the original. in a way that's like, oh shit, so you like along with the ride. So when she finds out, you're like, oh wait, what? She's not. And then
another good Michael Cera performance.
Yeah, Michael Cera's killing it, dude.
That was the one I was like, good idea. Up until that point, I was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, once you finish, but like, oh, that's a pretty cool twist.
In order from three up.
Oh, okay. It's gold, probably, silver, and bronze.
No, bronze, silver, gold.
I'm just letting you know that's what you're handing out now. That's not the
one. Yeah. Demon 79 is the bronze.
Wow, I thought you were going to like that more.
Beyond the Sea is probably silver. Flipped him. What? Because I feel like I like half of Beyond the Sea. Aaron Paul kind of just was a function in it.
Yeah, I wish he had more.
Whereas
he kind of, well, no. I think Aaron Paul did really well because he had to play a different character as him, with him, like he had to play two characters.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess what I meant is like his character himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it's like, yeah.
Meh.
The heavy lifting was him playing the guy.
Was Kate yeah. And him.
Yeah.
So bronze, D-179. The idea was cool, and I liked the mm-hmm. I like Gap.
Yeah, that's what his name was.
And then easily, the gold is Lock Henry. Easily.
Oh. I think Jenna might agree with you because she likes her murder mystery stuff. So,
murder. Whodunit?
Yeah.
Everybody's Irish.
Yep.
Great reveal that I not 100%, but I called the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
Push his glasses.
Okay.
And that kid, I was like, the entire time, I was like, where the fuck have I seen you?
Where Atlanta. Is he? He's, oh, he
remember,
is?
Remember when they're just like, yo, you took my phone. Where is it?
Oh, okay.
It's that kid.
I was wondering, because I was watching it, and I said the same thing to Jenny. I'm like, I've seen this kid, I just don't know where.
And they had that.
It was probably Atlanta then.
He's another one of those people. He's one of those actors whose face, you resonate with whatever emotion's on it.
Yeah. I can see that.
What an episode, dude.
I think it was a good season overall. It's been a while since we've seen it, so it was cool to see. And I mentioned this to Randall as well. I like that they're venturing off of not only just tech stuff. Because before it was always very tech heavy. Like, oh, let's introduce this really cool sci-fi thing and then make a twisted story from it. Where here they're kind of like just making twisted stories.
It's still tech reliant.
Like, so like how Lock Henry wasn't.
Joan is Awful is obvious.
The AI.
The AI and streaming services. Lock Henry. Documentation devices. It's not state of the art, but it's still technology driven.
I guess.
Being able to play back the tapes. Mm-hmm. Everything being reliant on the camera and then the recordings.
Sure, but that's not.
Beyond the Sea.
The same as before.
The fake body. Maisie Day. Again, retro, but the use of cameras. It's just cameras,
yeah, but that's not, I don't count any of that.
And then Demon 79 is the only one that I think agree, besides the TV. But it's only important to show why he chose that form, but that's the only reason for Demon 79.
That's a great form. But I like that they're venturing off. I love that they're venturing off. So I'm like, how long can we make just twisted tech stuff? This I like that they're at least dipping their toes into different other things.
I think to the point Lock Henry might be like the top three, top five of the show.
I can see it.
Cause that shit was stupid decision making.
Yeah.
When it gets to everybody knows the reveal of a certain character.
It's the lady. It's like, what do you? Oh my god, Randall would have just saved all of his opinions until we got on here, because now he's not gonna remember what he said. He was like, what the hell was she doing leaving the laptop open? Like, with this, like, you could have pretended you saw nothing, removed any of the evidence that you have on your computer, and just kept it moving. Nah, fam, I'm gonna close it, walk away from it completely, not locked. All right.
And this is kind of a spoiler, what I was gonna, the devil's advocate to it. Is it without that realization, you don't get the ending? Like, so.
Yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't have gotten their documentary covered had the turn of events not happened.
They made it so it's like, that's just part of the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Again, it sucked what happened to her, but.
And then even then, if she closed, but you said like,
it was take out the tape,
not even just keep the tape or something, and then leave.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because even if you close the laptop, you just go.
Well, you can lock it. And she needs to know your password to get in. So like, and she does not look tech savvy. If she all she has is VCRs, she's not gonna hack into your fucking computer.
Yeah.
Unless she calls a specific somebody to help her out.
Like a scene or two into it. And like, that's fucking weird. And then they went to the wall. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, watch the whole video. And then mm-hmm. they kept alluding to it and never doing it. And then when it happened, I'm like,
there it is.
I'm a detective.
It was wild, dude.
It's just I forget what timeline I'm from. That's really what it is.
You got to remember, because you might mess up some. You might be the destroyer of worlds next. You know?
Yeah, I enjoyed this batch. I don't know how often. I don't remember how long it's been between this season and last season, but
I think it's a few years, because remember, I think COVID happened between this one and the previous year.
Oh, 2019.
Yeah.
And then 2023.
Yeah, COVID happened. So, the quarantine. Sorry.
I still need to watch Love, Death, and Robots season. Which I might catch up on.
I think you're good to go on that. If I'm not mistaken, I think it grabbed all of them, but I'm not entirely sure. Anywho.
And then the other show that I also finished, which is funny because we mentioned there's an MCU character in Oppenheimer who should choose that side over the MCU if it comes to making Secret such an Invasion. Artful movie. It's Secret Invasion.
Oof.
Very interesting storyline in the comic.
Uh-huh.
In the show, boy, is that shit skippable.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, can Nick Fury get his groove back?
Oh, let's go. Does he dance?
I want to say yeah.
Okay. That's good.
But that shit is so meh.
Oh.
His whole journey, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The villain, you've seen the main villain in a different movie.
Okay.
I can say it or you can get to it.
I'll watch it. I'll get through it.
The ending, like an ending monologue that actor has as the character shows that he's a good actor, but the rest of the show is just shittily written.
Oh, man.
Big name actress in this show wasted because they're writing.
Oh, that sucks.
One character, there's only one redeemable character. Like, they understood the assignment, they did it well.
Okay.
Is a new character. You've seen her in many things now at this point.
Okay. Good.
She knows how to get into this bag. We've seen her get into this bag
before. Okay. I'll check it out. It's only 6 episodes, right?
Yeah. The last episode's only a little more than half an hour. They knew that this was a throwaway.
Yeah, like, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, but
was there anything cool at the end? Like, is there a last episode end credits that I need to watch or no?
Nothing post credits, but in typical formula,
Nick Fury will return.
No, they don't say anything about someone returning. It's just the setup for whatever's to come. He's doing things. A certain character that wasn't revealed in this show is clearly being recruited to do other things.
Okay. Okay, I mean,
I think I'm starting to
reach Star Wars fatigue.
I think so. I'm actually getting burned out from these shows,
which I don't blame you. Like, they should. I think they should have taken a longer break.
It's not even like how much they're putting out, right? It's kind of like the quality of what they're putting out, because I haven't even seen She-Hulk or Kamala Khan's Ms. Marvel thing.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Moon Knight was cool to a certain extent.
But I mean, I did work. I did work on that. What do you mean?
Yeah, you're in your bag for that for a bit, and then the MCU did. What else came out recently for shows?
The highlight for shows is What If. And Loki and season one. And now that's coming out soon, too.
Everything else, like Captain America Winter Soldier.
It was fine.
It's the exact same thing. Character has a certain struggle. Yo, can I really be Cap? And then in typical fashion of the show, episode five shows that they're coming to terms with whatever issue they had. Mm-hmm. And six pop resolved off. into lead into something else. If you've seen that, if you saw Captain America Winter Soldier, just think of an older man you're doing following. That.
Yeah.
And then you've seen it.
That's
very
wild.
Very disappointing because of the story that the arc that they chose to put into a show.
Mm-hmm. Would you, just so we can speak to the younger kids, would you say it's mid?
It's wet.
You beat me. It's wet?
I said what?
It's wet. I'm like, what the hell are you saying on national television right now?
Like, I can't even say it's mid. It's just forgettable.
Oh, so it's not mid. That's below mid.
It's like, what's his name again? That's what it is.
Oh, that's wild. Okay. Then I'll rush through that.
If you haven't started it, unless you're passionate, like you're committed to watching all the MCU stuff, so in case anything referenced in the movie coming up, if you're one of those people, watch it. If you have nothing else in your backlog. If you're someone that doesn't mind skipping shows, this is skippable. Watch a summary before the next movie.
I'm the former. I just watch because I make sure I watch all of it. Because if not, I don't want a team up on Avengers 5 or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah, who's Bobby Debo?
Yeah. Who's Blue Beetle, bro? They just bring him in.
I think something in this is going to tie into the Marvels movie. I don't care.
Oh, the Marvels, again, it's going to be another one that's like, okay. So far, I'm not reaching my burnout mode. I just know everything's fine. I haven't hated any other shows. It's just, to me, it's not bad. It just hasn't hit that great hype. And that's where they messed up. They, right after Endgame, let us forget about it and bring in new stuff afterwards. Granted, you might not have the same actors anymore, but like, give us a break, I guess. I don't know. After that, I'm like, the hype was so big for that first three phases or whatever it was. I don't know. It's just not there because it was the first time, I guess. So now that we're just doing it, we're recycling it for another big bad. It's like, okay, well.
I'm more tolerant towards the movies being meh than the show because it's a much less of a time commitment.
Those are facts. 2 hours a bit wasted is better than, 6 hours for Secret Invasion? That makes
Something
sense.
Something like that. And especially, I don't know, like, to what I said there, and then it's more disappointing when it's something you've read. Maybe I don't know everything that happened verbatim, because it's been a while since I read it, but to be attached to a storyline and then have it become Civil War, for example, being in the comics, a dodgeball game in the movies. That's what this feels like.
Which it sounds like that's just going to be the case for any of these big crossover events, because they're not going to have the people or the cash to spend on that. It's going to be the same thing from here on out. If they do, what is it that they announced that I was waiting for? Secret Wars? It's not going to be as extravagant as Secret Wars was in the comics. Almost everyone was involved.
They need to be, like, don't even, like...
And there's characters they haven't even introduced yet to do Secret Wars. Unless they're changing.
Be okay with, like, doing multiple parts and not be the big all, like, big collab movie. Spread things out, multiple seasons, instead of six episodes and something you know is asked clearly from the episode count and length of the finale. Make it longer.
If that, I don't want it fluffed, because that just making it longer doesn't solve it. If the writings are what you're saying is just whatever, if the quality is already bad, it's bad. I don't want to make it longer bad. I'd make it shorter and good.
I agree with you there. Just something, because I also agreed that when someone, I was talking with someone else, and I also agreed that, like, even if they made it 12 episodes, the way they set this up was ass.
It's buns. That's unfortunate. Then the next show is Loki, so we'll see. I love the first season of Loki, so we'll see what happens now.
What if in Loki are my two shining examples of their show world?
Yeah, and
I've
there's
disliked,
also.
or I've tolerated everything else.
Actually, I like the characters already in Loki himself and Woody Harrelson. Sorry, Owen Wilson character was really good in the first one. It looks like they're both back and they're gonna be riffing off each other, so it should be entertaining.
This one might be more buddy cop-ish.
Which I'm down for. They're great chemistry. Those two are great together, so cool. Maybe we'll get some of the other character. No, maybe we can get another character from the first season, from the other Lokis. Because now everything's open, so.
They may also use this time for us, since they're traveling together. You might see the other versions of Owen Wilson's character.
Oh, right.
Or get some kind of story for him.
That'd be nice. Cool,
Like
cool,
his one
cool.
version where he doesn't say wow.
Wow. Oh, maybe there's a version that's all. That's the only way he can communicate. It's different tones of wow. Like,
We
wow.
find out that Owen Wilson is just live action Crash Bandicoot. Instead
Whoa!
of wow, he says whoa.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like nightmare fuel of like his face stretched upon Crash Bandicoot's body, and it's just Crash Wilson or Owen Bandicoot.
Whoa.
I think Owen Bandicoot works.
Crash Owen sounds like a band from the UK.
That does sound like a band. Crash Owen. And when they're doing live sets, the what is it? The drummer, instead of like their logo, it's just gonna say wow on it. On the drums. On the kick, on the pedal. You know what I mean?
It's the kick drum. They usually put the logo on.
Kick drum, that's what it is. I can't music. I just listen to it, you I think that's it. Barbie, Oppenheimer, you've watched Black Mirror. I don't think I've rewatched anything that's. I've been stuck, not stuck. I've been hooked on Dave the Diver. So that's an easy one to recommend, actually. It's a really chill underwater game that slowly introduces other genres of games as you progress. Like the pacing, like right when you get tired of one thing that you have to do in the game, they introduce something else, and you're like, okay, so now I can do this. And this leads to this, then you can like get fish to make ingredients to do this for your shop. Oh wow, I'm gonna grow, like you start getting like having a farm, and like they start slowly introducing accessible little mini game, not mini games, but like management stuff that's not overwhelming, and it's just growing and growing, and it's I'm having a good time with it. And the music's awesome because it's chill, so all of it's chill. It's chill. It's Dave the Chill Diver. And they have a bunch of these small little cutscenes. So you'll have a part where said customer wants a specific dish, right? And your sushi chef or the chef that you have in your shop is like a master chef, right? So everything he makes is like gold, right? So every time you get the ingredients, he makes it for them and he gives it to the person that has the specific thing. They always have an animation of them like eating it, and it's just so like it's always comedy. It's really funny.
I think I mentioned the fish's reaction to him cutting something.
Like that. Okay, if you did see it, like it's like if there's an animation of him learning, and like you can. When you're in the shop and you have a night where you open up, you have customers, things like that. By the end of the night, you get a review out of five. Let's say you get 4 stars. You get that gives you four like heat something, artisan heat. With that currency, you use that to learn new dishes. So when you use that currency to get a new dish, an animation happens. And like Brian saw is like he learned a new thing, and the fish in the background's like losing his mind, like he's about to get killed because he just learned a new dish. It's a lot of funny stuff like that. It's real comedy. It's real good stuff. If you ever it's great Steam Deck game too. It's not a huge resource hog, so highly recommend Dave the Diver. I haven't finished it yet, but working towards it. Gaming towards it. Mean, that's it. I think I haven't been playing much. And Dead Cells, but I think I already talked about Dead Cells last time we were here with the Castlevania stuff. And that's all I got.
You near Baldur's Gate?
I want to, because I remember I started Divinity 2, and I got a little bit ahead. I got a a little bit into it. Like, I got off the island, started doing some other quests, and then I'm like, oh, Baldur's Gate 3 is coming out. I'm like, should I just wait and just play that? Because it's going to be, I'm assuming, the same type of gameplay.
Same people.
Yeah, right? So.
From the way it's been described to me, I ended up buying it.
Oh, neat.
It seems like even more customization to Divinity, the way people are explaining to me.
Oh, that's good. So you'll like be there for seven hours then.
Not even just like fit, like the way you like play the game, you have more freedom.
Oh, I see.
To the point where a friend of mine told me, when you're making your character, you can set what his type is for who he's attracted to. So you can be like, the way he explained it was that you could be like, oh, I like dark elves.
Okay.
Who sound like Joey from Friends, who do this stuff.
Who sounds like, you type that in?
No, but he said that out loud.
Oh, okay. I thought I was using some machine learning or something to have like audio from like, so like you'll walk into the world and someone sounds like Joey and it's a dark elf.
No, but to the point where you can set back stuff for your character.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited. This month, there's only one game I'm waiting on, and that's always with an asterisk of.
I was about to say Baldur's Gate comes out.
Well, so I bought that already. I bought Blasphemous ahead of time. The only other one I haven't grabbed yet is Sea of Stars. It's at the end of the month.
I thought you had Game Pass for PC.
No, I stopped that last year just because I didn't need help adding to my backlog.
Facts. You can do that on your own. You don't have to pay $10 a month to add on to your backlog. That's facts. What was I going to mention? Blasphemous is this month too?
Yep. 24th, and then the 29th is Sea of Stars.
It's beginning. So I guess it's, yeah. Today is August.
After that week, I already have Starfield bought. And then I have the DLC for Cyberpunk.
Oh, right.
Bought.
Oh, which means that update might be coming out soon, so you can start playing your playthrough before the DLC comes out. The update that changes stuff comes a couple weeks before the DLC drops.
When they announce the date for that, I'll start watching the show.
Oh, okay. You haven't seen Edgerunners yet. That might get you hyped to get back into it. I like that. I think they're a really good job with the Cyberpunk stuff.
That's why I haven't watched it yet. Because I was like, I know if I like it, it's going to get me in the mood. And I'm in the middle of 16.
Yeah. That's a good order of operations. Watch the show, you know, get a little bit, get that itch, you know, for some Cyberpunk stuff, and then hop in.
I'm trying to decide how to spend my free time now that I don't have a JRPG in my hands. I have an MMO in my hands now because I had bought 14.
Oh, neat.
I still need a level in that, but I also want to spend more time on Pavement Kicker 6. Played Rashid a little bit.
He any good?
He's fun. Not a character for me.
Okay.
I won't main him at all, but from the little attempt, he's fun. A lot of movement options, but in this one, he seems more like you got to learn him to be good with him.
Oh, you can't just, like before, his specific moves, like you can't spam like the two, three moves he had.
He was like way simpler in 5 and more of like he's just tweaking in 5. And this one, he has good movement options and everything like that, but you're probably going to be labbing setups and things like that.
That's good.
But he seems fun, like fun. I can only imagine people that really wanted to play him, they're probably having a field day.
They probably are. So that means they probably redesigned him to be more of a, you got to learn some stuff before you can just smack, even on modern.
I don't know.
That's right. You're the OG. You got the classic. I'm trying to hit modern, bro. I want to walk up, hit one button, and hit you with the SPD. Okay.
There's pros using modern.
Cause they know we don't need to be doing all this fucking dumbass movement, bro. Like I want this move. I have 7, like 12 buttons. Any combination I can do the move I want. That's silly.
I don't have anything against modern. I just like having, I can, whatever button, I choose which move comes out always. So okay. I know sometimes if you do crouching medium, you don't know, I don't think you can choose between punch or kick. Like they'll pick one move per thing.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to do whatever move when I want it.
That's fair.
I don't look down on modern.
What was I going to say? Oh, nothing. Did we talk about the Tekken leak? The characters and stuff?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, that's out. I don't have the list in front of me, but you mentioned Steve's in it, so.
Yep.
That probably I'm try hoping, him out.
I'm hoping it's accurate because Baby Girl's in the list. In the closed network beta test people data mine and install files.
So that's the news headline for audio listeners. Like, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah, second like a list leaked of some of the characters. Some of the characters are going to be in the game.
We're in the FGC session too because this weekend during DreamCon, there's like a celebrity tournament for MK11, and they revealed in MK1, Gears is back. Big black bald dude.
I don't know who that is. Gears?
Gears.
Gears. I'm like, fam, you said, I thought you said Gears. I'm like, Dom?
I'm surprised he hasn't been in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very gory game. I'm not sure why.
But he looks pretty hype. Animations are what to expect from NRS yeah, games.
They're a little robotic. They're stiff, I guess is the word. But
he looked pretty cool. That was revealed. I feel like there's something else that I didn't mention. Oh, I think it was Friday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Project L, they showed more on that, and they showed that this game is 2v2.
Oh, optionally or forced?
So here's the thing. It's multiple different modes. So
multiple different modes.
Multiple different modes. Okay. So you can do 1v1, which is I play as my team, you play as your team. You can do 2v2, where it's two real people on one team versus uh-huh. two real people. Or you can do 2v1. So you can play as your own.
Sick.
Like a tech and tag.
Yeah.
Me and you against Randall used to beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
You can do that as well.
That's sick. Did the new gameplay come out? I haven't seen.
They did a dev diary that I put in your Discord, but you know.
I have to go check it out. It was last Friday, so I definitely didn't see it.
It's.
You good?
Not Friday. 26th. When was that?
That was sometime last week.
Wednesday.
I definitely wasn't gonna see it. I was catching a flight and I was going to Atlanta.
Skullopin gaming. Tremble yeah. gameplay. People played it. People have footage of them playing.
Sick. It's looking clean? From what you saw?
Didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
I watched just the announcement. And I didn't go to watch other people. I can watch myself play.
Oh, I guess that's fair. I mean, it has a playable at Evo. Oh, that's gonna be neat. So there's gonna be some more footage then.
Yep, and they didn't show the fourth character playable. So it's Echo, which is the kid who has like the time version. Yeah. Ahri, which is the mage lady with the fox tails.
Yeah.
I think Darius, which is the big dude with the fucking scythe, that scythe with like big axe, and they didn't announce the fourth character, but someone who had played it already didn't edit their video well enough.
Oof!
And you can see on one of the screens who it is.
Oh, who is it?
Yasuo. That's the swordsman. Yasuo. That's the samurai swordsman guy.
The blind one?
No, that's Master Yi.
That's why I'm like that. I thought it started with a Y. That's cool.
And then also
they have so many characters. So I mean, like, if this pops off, they can add that roster can grow exponentially.
They have
a ton of heroes.
They probably have. They might be in the hundreds now at this point.
What? No, I gotta look that up.
Let me see.
I gotta check that. How many League of Legends?
Of Legends character.
Character.
163 unique champions.
No way. And they all play differently? Or they're probably not, right? That's a lot of characters. Yeah, they all play
differently, but a lot of characters are hybrids. So, like...
Gotcha.
This guy with this person, and it's kind of somewhere in the middle.
Is this ordered by who was announced first? No. Difficulties? I want the easiest characters. Show me the easiest characters. Nice.
Garen's probably there.
I don't see him. I see Graves. I see Darius. Who's the hardest characters? Yeah, they look hard. That sounded wild.
What's his name? Agonos. It's an Asian dude with a bunch of guns.
I don't know who.
That's Velios. For sure. That's him.
Okay.
He looks emo. I was gifted him because he has 7 different guns you have to cycle through, and it changes your skill.
And there's Evelyn.
Yeah, they have quite a roster.
Well, I hope it does pop off for them.
I'm hoping too, because it's free to play. There needs to be people like Brawlhalla. It's my opinion. There needs to be a good free to play fighting game that's available. And now they put in playing with somebody. So now they give people who are coming into the fighting game someone to blame on their ass.
That's true.
Which is what's been intimidating. It's just you. If you suck, it's your fault.
Yeah, but now that they can bring in that League of Legends toxicity into the fighting games. Let's go. That's going to be great. Well, I mean, you can always choose to just do 1v1s, I guess. So you can always avoid that. Cool. I'm excited then. Especially if it's free to play. Did they say it's going to be on console as well? Or is it going to...
I don't know.
Because that would be another great and good way to get League of Legends on different platforms.
I would think so, because... Valorant's on Xbox Game Pass and things like that.
Yeah, but that's so you can get items. I don't think you can launch Valorant on Xbox. That's wild. Hold on, Valorant. That doesn't sound right, homie. If I can type, I could probably get to a site that can give me the answer.
Riot Games has announced that 5 of their PC and mobile titles, including League of Legends, Valorant, will be coming to Xbox Game Pass in the winter.
Oh, in the winter. Okay, it's not out yet. Gotcha.
No, but they're Coleman.
Okay, that makes sense. I was about to say, because this is PC here, so I'm like...
I would think they'd try to do... They'd probably do PC first for, like, whatever beta portion until 1.0, and then after 1.0, they'll start to dabble in other sections.
It's still not 1.0?
What?
Valorant? Or Project...
I'm talking about Project Bell.
Okay, I think you're talking about Valorant. I'm like, that's still in early access?
No, it's 1.0. Or not 1.0, it's past that now.
But yeah.
It's launched.
Sweet. Well, I mean, it looks like they have a team working on it, so I'm cool with it.
KOF, the most recent character they announced, Najd, playable at EVO. Bloody Mary from Skullgirls, the last character of the Season 1 pass, playable at EVO, still in alpha. Not even in alpha, still in developmental phase.
When's EVO? It's coming up soon, right?
EVO is this weekend.
Oh, shit. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
The third, hold on. I guess my calendar doesn't want to come up. I think it's the third. No.
No, fourth starting Friday. So it's the 4th through the 6th.
Sick. Cool. I might catch. You said Street Fighter's on there, right? And Marvel. I'll probably catch those two. The Street Fighter 6 and Marvel.
That's the thing. It's going to be Announcement City. I've already started.
What?
What is it called? The Hopium.
Oh, you're on there now. You're like Marvel's going to get announced.
I don't know, man. I was going to do like a, I think John is interested too, so if I'm in Discord, just start streaming EVO, and then whoever wants to look at it can look at it.
That's fair. Yeah, if I see you on there, I might jump in. Okay. Cool. I don't know if it's this week. I think the ones I want to watch is just Marvel and... Wait, is Tekken 8 going to be playable?
It's playable there.
But it's not a tournament, right?
Tekken 7 is going to be
the tournament. Oh, I want to see 8.
7's still hype to watch.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. I really want to see what high level Street Fighter. I haven't been watching Street Fighter 6 high level play, so to watch like top 8 of Street Fighter 6, I want to see what that looks like and what characters they pick and see how many of the same characters. Because you know how I don't want it to be like Marvel, what happened near the end with the same 3 combos and stuff, or not the three character picks. I don't want to see the same character throughout top 8.
This game, I mean, it's because only, 2 months old. That's true. It has good representation. A lot of times in top 8, you'll see a bunch of juries. What people are deeming strong right now is, Jury, Ken, Guile, Luke. So you'll see a handful of those, but you'll still see Cammies. I'm pretty sure Punk's going to play Cammy. You'll still see Idom playing Manol. You'll see who, by saying this now... They're going to get out because I jinxed them, and I'm sorry. Big Bird's the best Marissa I've seen so far, to the point where I'm just rewatching Twitter clips. I don't lab that much often, so if I'm playing with people and I'm doing pretty well, I just, on my other monitor, just pull up Twitter, their hashtag, and just start looking at combos. What I used to do with Marvel. Where I just pull up the tablet and then just try to do it while watching it.
Oh, but what are the things you're using? What hashtags are you using?
So with a lot of fighting games, they'll dedicate a hashtag per character, so you can just click it or search it and just have tech for just that character.
Right.
And for True Fighters, hashtag SF6 underscore and then the character name. So I'll do underscore Marissa, scroll through, and then just do it live.
Sick. That works.
I need to get more comfortable in that game because I'm enjoying it. I need to do more casual matches, and I need to try to see if I can get the Masters.
I need to load it up again. I played World Tour for a bit, stopped, and I started playing Dave the Diver. So I don't think I've... When was the last time I... I think the last time I opened, turned on my Xbox, it was the week... Not this weekend, the weekend before, and you saw me playing State of Decay. So... Because I think I was... My Steam Deck was charging, so I'm like, I need something to play. I can't Dave the Diver.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what my time's gonna be sinking into now.
I mean, don't you have early access to Baldur's Gate? I thought that was an early access up until...
It is, but you don't keep your progress.
Oh, apparently. Then don't bother. Yeah.
That's why I bought it, because if you buy it before the third, you get the digital upgrade. Like, you know, there's base and then there's one. If you buy it before the third, you get that upgrade for free.
Oh, okay. So you get rewarded for pre-ordering by just getting the extra $10. Cool.
That's it's funny that it happened reverse. You normally I buy something and then something better comes out or cheaper, like a discount or a port. This time I bought it, the next day they said, oh, if you buy it before this date, we'll give you this.
Oh, sick.
So I'm not used to being treated like I matter.
I mean, you might be turning a new leaf. You might have jumped to the timeline and you have no idea. Ooh. You look outside and everything's like not even the same type of building. It's like upside down buildings.
Yeah. At this point, they announced Hades 2 at Evo.
No, you're like at Hades 5 now. Yeah. Like, it already released, and you don't know because you just jumped into a different timeline. And you're like, what the fuck? Stop everything. I gotta play 2.
Yeah, I'm just expecting a bunch of announcements or, like, big things.
I'm assuming all of them are gonna happen after Top 8, right? For each for their respective stuff. Like, I'm assuming if there is a Tekken 8 announcement of a character, it'll be after the Tekken 7 Top 8.
Sometimes they wait till the end. Sometimes they do it at the beginning of Top 8. I don't know if it's like a uniform thing or like some company. I don't know if they make it so that you do it beforehand or if it's just like however the developers want to do it. I don't remember.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's going to be a hype-ass fucking weekend for the FGC then. That's good.
Very excited.
Sweet. All right. That's all I got.
Oh, Guilty Gear as well. Definitely going to... They already announced with the last character of the Season Pass 2. It was their trailer. And at the end of that trailer, they said Season 3 is coming. So I can only imagine either they're going to reveal the whole season or just show somebody.
What have they done? When it comes to announcing a new season or something, they just show silhouettes?
Or... They don't even show silhouettes. They show how many characters, which I think they already did. But they only reveal one at a time, at least for the DLC so far.
Okay. Then that might be what you get in the next character for the announcement.
What's funny is...
And maybe some platform level changes? Like, it already has rollback, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a new feature or something. I don't know. Or maybe an announcement of rebalance patch or something.
Probably.
Cause I've seen that over the years that we've been watching Evo. A new character and like a balance patch or a new feature or something.
Or maybe a new platform.
If it's not on a certain platform.
It's going to be Arxis, and they make a lot of fighting games. So it could be Blaze Blue, BB Tag, Under Night. It can.
Oh, they have a lot of IPs.
It could also be, let me see.
It could be the Dragon Ball Fighters.
Dragon Ball Fighters, one of the top main games. Dragon Ball FighterZ is as well.
Wow, so imagine an announcement for FighterZ 2.
That's the thing, cool. Is that we've been waiting way longer than they said we would. I say we as if I still have it installed.
Yeah, but I say, I don't know if we apply here.
Rollback. They said rollback would have been in March. They gave us an announcement for an announcement, and the announcement was wait longer for rollback, and then rollback time came, and they said wait a little longer. So that they'll probably say that at Dragon Ball Fighters, and then I would think either a rollback for this, and also sequel teaser, or the next anime game that's gonna get a fighting game.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen will be the next one.
It could be whatever. It could just be a shonen.
Yeah, they really do need like a One Piece one, because they have a lot of characters in that.
I keep hearing that. I'd probably buy it to try it.
Yeah, with the amount of characters, if they come out strong with a bunch of different characters, not like the way they did Fighters with different forms of characters, that'd be really cool.
They have
you know what would be really scummy? That's scummy, but we'll see. I don't know what the term is. If they announce, instead of giving you the rollback patch for Fighters 1, they just announce Fighters 2 with that being one of the selling points. It's like, oh, we had rollback in the Sega one. And they're like, get ready. And it's like, wow.
What if they do a, you know, like CSGO and Path of Exile, they do, CSGO 2 or Path of Exile 2, but it's just a big expansion, like update to the game.
Right.
I could see them doing that. We're saying Fighters get an update and call it 2.
Have they done that before? That would be new. That'd be new. That'd be a new thing for them.
Yeah. I don't recall them ever. I mean, Exer 2. Or like Street Fighters with the arcade Super Toyota.
Oh, Max. You're right. They have been releasing like that.
So you're maybe.
Right. That was supposed to be, well, that's what they said Street Fighter V was going to be. And they never released a new version, right? It was always just 5. They
did. Arcade edition.
A 5? Oh, I completely just dismissed that. Well, at least that's a lot less than what 4 got.
I don't know if they'd show it at Evo. I don't know if that's the right place or not, but they announced a new Tenkaichi game like last year sometime. Not at Evo, at some kind of Dragon Ball event.
Okay, then maybe that's probably what they're going to show, is a Tenkaichi game to keep you busy, I guess. But nobody plays that professionally, right? Like, that's not an esports game.
There's probably a scene for it somewhere. There's a scene for everything.
But I mean, is that an Evo game, is what I'm saying. I would imagine they would promote stuff that they're hoping to be at Evo. Like, they're going to show Tekken 8 because that's going to, once that's out, that 7's gone.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I'm looking at the top 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they revealed what the main games are going to be. So I think there's 3 finals games that'll be on Sunday.
Which is?
And I think it's whatever got the most entrants.
Which makes
Street
sense.
Fighter, Marvel, and
probably Tekken, right?
I want to say that. I don't remember. I already forgot. I'd have to look.
Because especially with the hype for Tekken 8, like, I'm sure more people are playing Tekken now.
I posted like an itinerary, like a schedule for the weekend of Evo, I think, in the same chat. I don't remember when, though.
In gaming?
I think so.
When is this happening?
It was on Tuesday.
Of last week?
Yeah.
Jesus, hold on, I gotta scroll. I see the Project L thing you said. There it is.
There you go, day 3, top 6. Oh yeah, because they're not doing top 8s anymore.
Wait, what?
So like, yeah, they do top 6.
That's new for this year,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's okay. Stupid to me, but...
They explain why? Or the reason why?
They did, but I don't remember it being a good reason.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so in order, I'm a little upset by that. The order is going to be... It's only 4 games on finals day. It's Marvel 3 in the morning.
That's a good lineup. Marvel... Tekken, Guilty Gear, and then Street Fighter to end it? That's a good lineup for Sunday.
I don't know. I had to calm my body down for Marvel 3 and then something.
That's insane. Okay, cool. Then I'll probably check in on Sunday to watch those. Cool. Top 6 is weird.
I don't get it, but...
There has to be. Let me see something.
Which I guess it's better distribution wise that, you know, people top six and up probably get more money. But now getting top eight at Evo, it means this.
Yeah, it's so weird. There must have been some. It probably is financial. Like, to give people more incentive to come in, they get a bigger cut or something. I don't know. That's weird. Maybe if we just look it up, there might be a blog or something about why they swapped.
The reason I don't like it is like, yeah, it's better distribution, but the games that are on finals day, 3 out of the 4 have their own league.
Right.
They have Cum Cup, whatever they call the Arxis one, Arxis World Tour, Tekken World League or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they have their own championships. World Championship, and then the Arc System one is just World Tour as well. And so then that's weird.
I think they'd leave a top eight so that two more people get more points to be able to qualify for this.
I don't know. There's a reason we won't know until it goes public from somebody there. Okay. That's it. Unless you guys have anything else. Randall, you got anything you want to talk about, plug, advertise, monopolize? All right. And that's it for this week's episode of the ADLR Podcast. Thank you guys for watching, listening, sharing it. I'm going to add that one to both, all three. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.